You're speaking at toll-free. Warren on a toll-free line from Chicago. What you want to talk to me about?
Hey there. Well, it wasn't the Muskuta Community Elementary School, huh?
No.
Okay.
Not even close. Okay.
Well, you know, I did want to mention...
I would have given you a hint except for that lame
about the anniversary and everything. That's pretty awesome. But, you know, I do want to mention, you know, that there was something really interesting that was done some years ago, they made a Leave It to Beaver, like, TV movie, you know, featuring him as an adult.
Yeah, yeah.
And
well, he was
and
in
there
that,
was
wasn't
something
he?
That was really fascinating about that show. I'm not saying it was a great movie, but it was really interesting because they had Jerry Mathers, like, as an adult, you know, he was, like, probably in his 40s or something. But they had him walk through the door of his old house.
Wow.
And then they cut to him as a little boy running in the door going, "I'm home, Mom." And it was fascinating because, you know, you were seeing his memory as a character.
Right.
But it also worked on another level because if you grew up with that show, it was your memory, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a great scene. That's a great idea.
The man and the little boy that he used to be, you know, it was a great opportunity for them to be able to do something like that.
They're gonna put some tears on those baby boomers with a scene like that, man. They show the beaver walking. Yeah, this was trivia. I don't know if you knew this or not, but you know there was a rumor for a while that the beaver had been killed in Vietnam.
Oh yeah, yeah.
There was a little bit of truth. I didn't realize this. But the reason that rumor was out there is because there was a guy named Jerry Mathers killed in Vietnam.
Oh,
it just wasn't this Jerry Mathers.
It was our Jerry Mathers, yeah.
And so it hit the AP wire, and all of a sudden everybody started saying, "Jerry Mathers, that's the beaver."
Mm-hmm.
And so it turned out that he did serve in Vietnam, too.
I did a tour
over there. So, yeah, a lot of little trivia related to the Leave It to Beaver and show, for sure. So
interesting. The one thing, even though they did a nice job with the flashbacks and everything, that TV movie I thought really kind of missed the mark, because they went with the premise that, you know, as an adult, the beaver just would be kind of a screw up.
Yeah.
And I mean, all the great stuff from the old episodes where, like, Beaver's climbing a billboard, you know, "Put your foot on the lady's thumb."
Right.
You know,
where he's, yeah.
I mean, which is great stuff. He was like an adventurous little kid.
Right, I agree.
They twisted that and just said, well, he was kind of a screw-up little kid, and he turned into a screw-up adult.
They should have turned him into Ward Cleaver. That's what they should have turned him into if they really wanted to do it. Just make him Ward, and then his kids can be the same. And you repeat the cycle, and my goodness, your show could have gone another 7 seasons. Don't you understand the formula, guys? You let Beaver grow up, for crying out loud. You don't keep him Beaver forever. That's a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you don't know the school. Who's your favorite character on Leave It to Beaver?
Who's my favorite character? You know, if we could go through some of the old episodes, maybe I would pick one of Wally's girlfriends or something.
Yes. Wally had some pretty... Mary... Sue Ellen? Was it Sue? No, it was Mary Ellen. Is it Mary Ann or Mary Ellen or something like that?
But in another way, Eddie Haskell was...
Yeah, that's what you... Eddie Haskell is a classic.
Good morning, Mrs. Cleaver. You're certainly looking attractive today.
Yeah. Oh, he was... You just cringe when you hear it. The hair stands up.
Is that a new dress? I mean, he was just saying this totally bogus thing.
Yeah, exactly. Theodore, is Wallace at home? You know, no one calls him that. Yes, Eddie. You know, and he thinks he's got an old world, and he's got a nobody, and he was classic. Eddie Haskell is the great. He's just a throwaway character that basically stole the show every scene he was in. He was, okay, thank you for that trip down memory lane.
Yeah, thank you, Storm Ranger.
Thank you much.
All right.